Welcome to week two of Refresh and Connect. Weird. this week we're going to be talking about eternal security and why it's vital. Before I start, though, can anyone tell me off the top of their head what eternal security is? Anyone brave enough to attempt that answer? You want to answer it?
It means you can't lose your salvation.
Exactly. There's a verse, John 10:29, that encapsulates that idea. It says, "My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of the Father's hands." Like Kevin said, once you're saved, you're always saved. Once you become a child of God, nothing can take you out of his hands. That's honestly why the gospel is good news, that once we become saved, we don't have to worry about anything. That brings us to why is it so vital? Since we know what eternal security is, why is it so vital? One reason is that it's the point of the cross. If we don't have eternal security, then everything that Jesus did, the sacrifice he made, was pointless. It's kind of kicking him in the dirt a little bit, like, what you did for me doesn't matter, but because of what he did for us, we have eternal security. And it gives us hope. Eternal security gives us hope, and we don't have to worry about any of the problems that come with worrying about going to hell or anything like that. Like, we can live in peace knowing that we're going to heaven to spend eternity with God, and it gives us a life to live joyfully with love, and it makes our hearts want to serve God willingly instead of feeling like we're obligated to do that. Once we become saved, we become children of God. And it says in John 1:12, "Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God." And there's kind of like a, not necessarily a bad side to eternal security, but a side of it where people think they just have a license to sin. That, oh, I'm saved, I can just kind of do whatever I want, God will forgive me. There's nothing I can do that's too bad that God will kick me out of his family. And that's completely the wrong mindset and wrong heart to have when it comes to eternal security, because that's not the case. Because you're a child of God, when you accept him into your heart, God is your father, and he's going to discipline you just like your parents would discipline you if you did something wrong. God loves you guys, but he doesn't want you to just go on this rampage of sinning and not thinking really that it's wrong and not striving to be closer to him. And that brings me to the connection point for tonight. Why is it vital to have security about your eternity? Really honestly, think about that. Think about that question in your head and when you go to your groups. Why is it so vital to have security about your eternity? Can it change who you are? What does it mean to you? Can it change the way you act towards other people? Because God, he doesn't just do things willy-nilly. He has a purpose for things. And eternal security is something that I don't think we look enough into and why it's vital. Because it's not just this simple truth where we just, when we get saved, oh, okay, I don't have to worry about where I'm going in eternity. There's more to it than that. There's the aspect that God gives you this part of your life that you don't have to worry about anymore, because we have so many worries in our lives. We worry about school, we worry about our friends, we worry about our home life, we worry about work, we're worried people. And this is one less thing that God gives you to worry about, and he does it for a reason, because since you don't have to worry about your eternity, it should give you hope and joy to share that with other people. There's this thing, this simple truth of eternal security is not something that's exclusive, it's inclusive. Everyone should have it. God wants everyone to be a part of his family. And this is something that should motivate you, because it should make you more confident. It should make you less stressed, where you can go out and talk to people about the gospel, because that's ultimately what this is the good news. And you don't want to just keep that to yourself. You don't want to keep that in your back pocket, because if you really think about it, that's kind of kicking Jesus down why he's down. Like, there's no reason why your heart should be in the place where you're thinking you can just do whatever you want and there's no consequences or anything. Like, there's a reason that God has given us eternal security, because it's one less thing to worry about. It's one less thing that we have on our plate, and he makes our lives easier in that aspect, where he just gives us the opportunity to speak life into people and live a life full of hope and serve him willingly instead of out of obligation. So I want you guys to go ahead and bow your head, close your eyes right now. I want you to really listen to this. There's two verses I want to read to you right now, and they go one right after the other. It's in John chapter 10, verse 28. It's where it starts. It says, "I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one will snatch them out of my Father's hand." And the next verse, "My Father who has given them to me is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hand." Guys, when God says things twice in a row, he's serious about it. There is nothing that you can do or that can happen that God won't take care of you. It might not be the way you think he should take care of you, but God's always got you in his hands. When you accept him into your heart, when you decide to believe that the sacrifice that Jesus made for you, coming down as a perfect man, as God, who gave up his life to serve you and to sacrifice his life, when you believe that, and you admit you're a sinner, and you confess your sins, you become a child of God, and there's nothing that can take that away from you. And I hope a lot of you really hear this tonight, because I know there's probably some of you that struggle with really believing that you're a child of God, that once you're saved, you're always saved. And I hope tonight will motivate you believers that know that you're going to heaven, that you won't make this exclusive, that this simple truth of eternal security will motivate you to share the gospel and the good news of God. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for this night, Lord, and we come to you tonight, Lord, to ask you, Lord, to open our minds and open our hearts, Lord, to this simple truth of eternal security, Lord, that we're your children, that you're never going to abandon us, Lord, that we're in your hands, Lord. And I just pray that each and every one of us tonight, Lord, takes a step on how can we change our lives, in the fact that people will see it when we go out these doors tonight, Lord, that people will see the joy we have in you and the hope we have in you, because once we believe in you, Lord, that we don't have to worry about where we're going, Lord. We're going to spend eternity with you. And I just pray that each and every one of us, Lord, tonight will take that as a challenge and really think about why it's vital in our lives, Lord. Lord, I ask you to bless the rest of our night and bless the groups, Lord. I pray that we're engaged, Lord, and we have good conversation. Lord, we love you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.